Igniting Souls Audio Blog, Episode 6, Show Up, Filled Up. This episode is brought to you by CarrieOberbrunner.com. Are you a soul on fire? Take the free Igniting Souls assessment and find out at CarrieOberbrunner.com. Hey, welcome. It's Carrie, and we are getting into a groove with this audio blog. You know, it has been fun. The first 5 episodes were a test. You know, they were just a start. And I'm discovering my voice because, look, I've done radio interviews before. I've done blog posts before. But this new venue, this audio blog, is an experiment. And I've already gotten some great feedback from you guys. Good stuff, you know, stuff like, hey, I like this part, you could work on this part, and it has been positive, it has been awesome, and so thank you so much for helping me grow into this new endeavor. I appreciate it, and over the next few weeks, months, who knows, maybe even years, I think we're going to have a blast together, so thank you so much. This gives me an outlet to add value to you, and to just expand the message of Igniting Souls. So thanks so much, and if you do like it, feel free to subscribe in iTunes. So let's jump right into the episode today. You know, it's interesting. Those who hang out with me, those who are my clients, they know that I often say, show up, filled up, and they know exactly what it means. And I want to just share that with you because I think it's a principle that has just really helped me maximize my message over the last few years. Show up, filled up. What does that mean? Well, most of us, when we walk into a situation, we walk into perhaps an event, a networking party or something like that, we often are thinking about ourselves. And I'm not saying arrogantly, but we're thinking about how we look, how we're coming off, how we are perceived by others. You know, and it could be anything. It could be, you know, are my clothes the right, are the right style? You know, is my hair, you know, styled right? And for me, I don't have to worry about that because I'm bald. It's all good. But the thing is that any one of those thoughts, any one of those thoughts where you're wondering how you look, how you are coming off, how you are being perceived, what happens is very slowly, very subconsciously, you actually take your focus off your client, off your future contact. You can't be thinking about them and adding value to their lives when you're wondering how you're coming off. And I see this so frequently. You know, people ask me, how do you get clients in the craziest ways? I mean, I will literally be at a park pushing my kids on a swing and I'll walk away with a client. And people are like, what are you doing? And honestly, I don't go trying to get a client. I go trying to be present. And that is a absolutely true story about the pushing the my daughter on the swing. Because I was standing next to a gentleman, and as he was pushing his daughter, I was making a comment about, you know, how cool it is to be with our kids and be able to break away from the day to do this. And he said, well, you know, it's difficult for me. And I said, well, tell me more. And he said, well, you know, I can't get away from my job normally, and I'm stuck in my job, and the only reason I'm able to do this today is because I took off of work, and I'm feeling stressed, and I'm feeling overwhelmed, and all I did was I showed up, filled up, and I began to just coach him. You know, I just said, well, why do you feel stressed, and, you know, what's happening at work to make you feel overwhelmed? And at the end of, I don't know, about 15, 20 minutes, he finally kind of had the awareness to say, well, what do you do? You know, here you've been listening to me for 20 minutes talk about my concerns, my struggles, my setbacks. Well, what do you do? And I said, well, I coach people. I coach people who are stuck. And he's like, really? I said, absolutely. I do that through, Dream Job Boot Camp or the Deeper Path. And the guy was fascinated that I was present and I had served him. All I did was I showed up, filled up. You see, most people in that situation, they wouldn't have been aware and they would have been like, yeah, I get it totally. Jobs stink and, jobs are tough and, it's a bummer when you have a boss that, and what they would do is they would just merely reflect that man's frequency of discouragement, disengagement, disillusionment, all these things. Instead, what I did is I showed up filled up. I didn't show up empty. You think about a cup. I didn't show up needing something from this guy, needing affirmation, needing income, needing compliments, needing his attention. Instead, I did kind of a gut check and I showed up filled up. And I want you to think when you go to your next party, gathering, park, meeting, just be cognizant of, do a gut check and say, you know what, I'm not going to go out and try to get a client wherever I'm going. Instead, I'm just going to be fully present and I'm going to add value and I'm going to show up filled up. Make it about others and not you. And what's crazy, guys and gals, no joke, this will happen more than you think, that people will respond differently. They won't understand why you're giving off that frequency. They'll be curious. And what happens is they'll begin leaning in. Now, I'm not saying it always leads to a sale. It doesn't. For me, it's led to podcast interviews. It's led to network, lunch and learns. It's led to a lot of different things and sometimes nothing. But that's okay because you don't always need something from the other person. You might remember the movie Inception, and I really enjoyed that movie for a lot of reasons. But one of the things about the movie was that they were in a dream and they were fine in the dream until they became aware that they were in the dream. Once they became aware that they were in the dream, everyone else around them turned against them and they began to think of them as a virus. That's kind of a crazy analogy, but it's so true related to this topic. You see, if you become aware of how you look, how you're coming off, are you sounding smart, you immediately step out of the conversation and you're no longer present. You're now focused on you. And people have extremely high sensitivity and radar. We do this too. We can tell when we're talking with somebody and they're looking down at their smartphone or their watch, or they're not looking at and making eye contact with us. And what happens is very small, like thin slicing, a term developed by several authors, but in a subconscious thin slicing moment, you feel that and you feel put off by the person. You feel distance. And we know that this creates distance. And when you have distance between you and someone else, you are not going to engage with them in a deeper relationship, whether that's a employment situation, a client, a networking thing. You've put space between you and the other person. So I want to challenge you today, as you're listening to this audio blog, ask yourself, show up filled up. Ask yourself, where am I going in the next situation where I am going to be fully present, fully focused on the other person? Give to them. Be a giver and not a taker. I won't need anything from them, their attention, their affirmation, and instead I'm going to come as a servant. And trust me, guys and gals, when you do this, it will set you apart so differently that people will begin to lean in. And as one of my mentors tells me, it's easier to kiss when someone's leaning in. And in the world of business, kissing can be whatever. It can be a client, it can be a business sale, or it can just be that you've blessed somebody. So I hope this audio blog served you. And again, remember, as Ferdinand Foch says, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe in iTunes. See you soon.